too hungry for dinner at 8.
Good morning. You're listening to KRBD Ketchikan. The time is 8:22. I'm Layla Carey, and here with me in the KRBD studio is Nancy Tichy. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you are here to talk about a thrilling topic that we all look forward to every single year, and that would be taxes.
I know. We had our first opening day for ARP Tax Aid on Saturday at the library, and we've got 21 done.
Oh, wow. Already?
Oh, yeah. Usually that first day is like Black Friday of taxes. And we've been trying to discourage that because that's if there's going to be a breakdown for us, it's going to be that day. So this time it wasn't as bad. We still had quite a few people, and we've forward scheduled a lot of them. But so with our 21, we kind of got a rough idea of what the new tax law is going to do to people. We still need more to kind of get a good view of it, but looks like no big surprises, no big changes in the way people are getting refunds back. What they got back last year will be similar to what they get this year, if nothing else has really changed.
Okay. What are some of those changes?
Oh, the big ones are the first really big one is the change in the standard deduction. The new a single person will have a standard deduction this year of $12,000. A husband and wife, a married filing joint, is $24,000. Head of household is $18,000. But the other part that's kind of changed a lot, and we think it's the operating piece, is that there's no exemptions. So last year, everybody got a $4,000 exemption, a little bit over that, but about a $4,000 exemption. Those are gone. So it kind of makes up the difference up to a certain point. So a single person last year would have gotten $10,000 to be able to write off their adjusted gross income to get to their taxable income. This year, they have $12,000. So that's improved. Families, on the other hand, are kind of a little bit different. Last year, they would have had $12,000 plus $4,000 for each person. And now they've got $24,000 and none of the others. So it may skew them at about if they have two kids.
Okay. So my eyes are crossing already.
We wanted to see more of that type of a situation because there's also a change that's going to happen in child tax credits. And that's moving down to a refundable type of credit, like an earned income credit. Okay. So, but we didn't get a lot of families in. We got a lot of single people in. We got a lot of seniors in.
That is the service that's provided is specifically for seniors or
no,
not necessarily?
Okay. No, ARP Tax Aid can do, we have no limits on income and we have no limits on ages. So we have limits in scope on what we can do for people, but we don't have, you can be any age and you can be any income, as long as it's a nice, simple tax return. Well, I shouldn't say. People think that when I define a simple tax return, they think of just income and maybe a perm fund, and that's all. And it's like, no, we can do a lot more than that, too.
Okay. So what is, from your definition, what is a simple tax return versus a more complicated one that you probably would send them to
paid prepare?
Yes.
We would send to a paid prepare if they came in with depreciation, with a business that had employees and business that, well, if they had depreciation within their business, if they had a loss in their business, business income, we're going to scrutinize a little bit. I think of that as a really simple business with the somebody's just doing and all they're getting is income, some things that they're going to write off, expenses, and that's about it.
And you could do that?
Yeah, we would be able to do that.
All right. All right. Interesting. And for those who aren't aware of this annual service that's provided, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're part of the ARP Foundation, which is the 501c3 leg of ARP. And we do taxes for anybody. It's called ARP Foundation or ARP Tax Aid. And we're the largest volunteer program in the country, which is like amazing when you think that there's eight people. We have eight people here, and but other places will have like 100 volunteers. So, and but we start training and for taxes to do taxes, and we start training in January, but other places will start in December. But we offer the program to anybody who wants their taxes done, and then we'll screen whether or not we are able to do it.
Okay. And that's offered at the library.
On 10 to 2 on Saturday and 10 to 2 on Wednesday.
Okay. Every week through?
Every week through the end of the tax season. So what we're asking too this year, after Saturday, we were like, we would really like everybody to bring last year's tax return. And we also want everybody to bring a piece of their Social Security card or something from the government with their Social Security number on it, mostly for tax or for identity theft. We want to double check and make sure we're getting the right number to the right person. There's a lot of it. So a lot of seniors, we're also asking, if you don't have a filing requirement, we also want to file those just to help with identity theft. Because when we e-file, once that return goes in, if there's been any identity theft on it, we will get it right back as a problem. And then we can help get them situated and help clean up their problem.
Have you come across any of those?
We get probably about one to two a year.
Interesting.
So, yeah, we do.
And this is people who are filing tax returns fraudulently in order to get the refund
right.
from somebody else.
Right. And as a result of that whole problem countrywide, that right now anybody who's getting earned income credits or child tax credits, mostly earned income credits, your tax return won't be that you'll get a refund, usually with an earned income credit if you have kids. That is now this year, they're not even going to start processing those until February 15th. Because that is the key place where there's problems.
Okay.
So it's going to, yeah. Maybe that's why they didn't flood in this Saturday. It was cold though, and they didn't, but the library was really good. They opened the doors to get them in and keep them warm.
Very good.
So there's two big changes in the tax rules, that we found. One of them is the changes in the standard deduction and all of that. The other piece is the new tax forms. And the new tax forms are taking the old form and splitting it all apart. So what we used to have was a 1040, a 1040 Easy, and a 1040A. 1040A and Easy are gone. There's no such thing as those anymore. It's just this half-page 1040. And then all these schedules that go along with it. So, so people, I've gotten calls this week, but I'm so confused. I don't know what I'm looking at anymore. And I agree. It's hard to follow where, if you're used to the old, where they go to the new. So what they've taken, your old tax forms had income and then had adjustments, got to your AGI, then it had your standard deductions and itemized deductions. Then it went to refunding credits or non-refunding credits. Then it went to taxes. Well, that are refundable credits. Now we have half of each of those. So your income part is split in half. most common income is on the 1040, and then there's a schedule that schedule one is the rest of that. And and then you go to adjustments, and you got another adjustment page. And so it's all, like, split apart and moved.
Was this an attempt to simplify the taxes?
That's what they say. I don't think so. It's hard to follow.
Yeah.
It's hard to follow. We will all be doing a 1040. We will all have to do a Schedule 1 because the PERM fund goes on Schedule 1.
Okay.
So we know we have to do that much at least.
All right.
All the other forms, all the schedules, like A, all the letter schedules all look the same. Like your itemizing Schedule A, Schedule B, Schedule C's, those are all the same forms. So if it's a letter, it's the same. If it's a number, it's new.
Okay. You might be getting some more customers this year.
A lot of them were new this on Saturday, which was kind of a surprise.
Yeah. Well, they took a look at all those things and said, I need help.
Yeah, that's right. We've got some people coming in on Wednesday. They said, we don't want to be their first day, but we need some help on figuring this out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And was it a slower process on Saturday as you went through this and figured it out, or you were still able to get people through pretty quickly?
No, if you're doing anything on TurboTax or any kind of a program, the data entry is going to look identical.
Oh, okay.
It goes in the same way as it always did. It does not come out the same. So when you're looking at your tax form, if you're trying to see where it goes or where it went, you're going to have to search for it. We ended up doing that a lot. This when we always do a quality review on every tax return. So that was where we got slowed up a little bit. It's kind of like, we got to figure this out to get an easier way to do it. The other thing is kind of new this year, and Ketchikan has a lot of people who have a little, I call them the hobby businesses. They are going to get and anybody who's got a Schedule C is going to get a new credit this year. Well, maybe not a credit, it's a deduction. And it's called the Qualified Business Income Deduction. And that has, it's about 20% of your self-employed income you get to take after your AGI and before they lower your taxable income. So 20% out of that is going to be nice for a lot of people. So all of the artists in town who have that little extra income from businesses, they will all get that. It'll be a nice little bonus.
That's helpful.
It is. And it's 20% of that income. So it's a pretty good chunk of income that will be credited.
Great.
Or deducted.
Any other little changes people might be interested in?
Not really. What we wanted to see if people were going to have any, I think people are expecting to see a large refund or something, and we did not see any of that. The government did come out and warn people to make sure that they had adequate withholding, because they didn't think that there would be adequate withholding. But we found that it was pretty similar to last year. We're kind of waiting to see one of those come through. But that could just be like a unique spot that we didn't see this week.
Okay. But so far, people's refunds are similar to what they have seen in the past years.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. No big surprises.
All right. Good to know.
So, one other thing I think Ketchikan's got this, but we're going to be able to assist veterans this year with their lump sum disability severance pay refunds. So there's a whole thing that happened. I guess the government sort of recalculated some things. And some veterans, they will get a letter. If they get a letter, we can help them. But they will get a lump sum disability payment from prior years. And we have a lot of veterans here in town. So we are able to help with that.
Okay. Is that part of the tax returns? So they claim it on the taxes and they get it as part of their refund?
They actually have to file an amended return or sort of an amended return.
Okay. But they get it as part of their refund or a separate one. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are the big changes. The forms are different. The way they calculate it out is different. Child tax credits are going to be handled in a different way. Might affect people's return with kids. And that qualified business income expense or deduction will be.
Great. And if you are confused and want help with your tax returns out there, you can go to the library between
10 and 2 on Saturday and on Wednesday.
And get some help from some local professionals who know what they're doing.
Well, we're not the professional. We're trained. We're IRS trained.
Okay.
So we're not the people who are professional, who have professional liability and all that. We have our own little liability piece out of ARP taxing.
All right. But still.
But still, yeah. We have to pass tests.
You know more than I do. Let's just say that. All right. Thank you so much, Nancy Tucci.
You're welcome.
And the time is 8:39.